Let's recap everything we did at the weekend. Like I said, some massive stars, including these guys, Jake Gyllenhaal and the legend that is Yahya. If you don't know who he is, you might know him as Morpheus in the latest version of The Matrix, which came out last year. And then on top of that, he played Candyman. He's going to be an absolute superstar. Yahya Abdul-Mateen II. Spoke to the two of them and they even sang me a song. Take a listen to this.
Steven, what are you wearing, Steven?
What am I wearing?
Yeah, man, what you wearing? You got like Backstreet Boys kind of, you know, 90s vibe thing kind of going on.
The 90s is coming back, trust me. I'm a child of Donnie Darko, so we're going straight back to that.
My song crazy, but it ain't no lie.
Baby, bye, bye, bye.
There you go.
There he is.
I got it. I remember, trust me. Like I said, I'm a child of the 90s. Donnie Darko changed my life, man. congratulations on this, lads. I mean, what an absolute punch in the face of a movie. I can only imagine that when you guys were in that ambulance together, which is such a confined space, the atmosphere was up to here. So did you have to keep it at that level all the time in order to achieve what you achieved?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, this movie doesn't allow you to relax. Making it feels just about exactly like what the film looks like, Michael wouldn't let us drop the energy, you know, even if we try, you know, he'd be right back, you know, right there.
Come on, guys.
And I'm right in saying that he handed the camera over to you, Jake, at points as well, and that you were running around with it.
I love how the story is.
I know that every time we have almost every interview, they're just like, so we hear, Jake, that it's actually not Michael Bay's movie. What happens? So the space is so tight in an ambulance, you know, it's so small. And he passed me the camera at one point on a shot of Yahya because we were shooting on a live street. And the sun was perfect from where I was sitting. And so I operated the camera for a little while. And now it's become that I direct action sequences in Michael Bay movies.
He's ripping and running with
it's going to be soon. Jake Gyllenhaal is a control freak. It's
like, I mean, that's for sure, but yeah, I don't know.
That comes from from an interview that I gave when I was describing what it was like on set. And that particular thing that, you know, the incident that Jake was just describing was, I thought it was really cool. You know, that speaks to how much of an all hands on deck, you know, experience this was. But I would, you know, at the same time, I do want to just make sure that we give credit to, you know, to the team that deserves the credit.
And the crews and everything.
Putting this
He's a good guy. He's a good guy. I am not one for blood and guts. And there are many moments in this movie where I had to look away. I just can't deal with it. What was that like on set? Were you guys even creeped out and grossed out by that itself? Or were you like fully in it?
No, I was lucky enough to really be there.
Jake was lucky enough to write. He was either in the front or he didn't have to be there, but I was there, man. And I had my hands in there and my face in that. You know what? There's instances.
You have your face in that?
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say.
And then Mike's like, a little too much. I was like, you sure? He's like, come out of there,
it's
buddy.
It's bad for continuity. It's like, blood all over your face.
Like, come out of there, buddy.
I mean, Every movie that Michael Bay makes is an absolute spectacle, but that's a difficult thing to do in the midst of a pandemic. So what did that add in terms of layers to this? Because I'm sure you guys had to dance around everything, like purely choreographed, or how was it?
I mean, it was great fun. I mean, that kind of stuff is why you want to make a movie like this. You know, I mean, there are these massive sequences. And a lot of those sequences, they involved us and sometimes they didn't, you know. We had incredible stunt crews and but it was really, really cool to watch Michael Bay work, you know, just supreme confidence mixed with, like, you know, edge of risk and safety also, just because you're working with some of the best people in the world. I mean, that was really fun.
And speaking of, like, working, you know, in the pandemic, we were so fortunate to be able to be working in that situation, at a, you know, in a time where so many people were inside their homes, either not working or just definitely living in a, you know, had to change their lifestyles, you know. And Michael, he would always talk about what this movie would be like in the theaters, you know, about what this experience would be like. So, you know, we knew that he had those people in mind, thinking about what it would be like for them to be able to hopefully come back out into the world and experience this movie in the theater. So, there was a lot of heart and a lot of inspiration, and that came directly from Michael. Mm.
As big as his movies are, this one is purely character driven in so many ways. So congratulations, guys. And before we go, can I please just get one more? I know I can't take no more.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye.
There we go. RT.